So I talked for a long time before the break. But I think it's really important that there's a lot of interest and insight at the moment in the order. And
Michael.
Okay. Yeah, so I spoke for a long time before the break, but I think it's really important because there's a lot of interest in insight at the moment in the order. It's one of the main themes that's out there. And it's really important that we see how that relates to positive emotion, how positive emotion supported by the rest of our mandala practice can be a path to insight. So in a minute we'll just do a short period of practice. I just want to say one other thing. We've got these positive emotions around the walls. I think it would also be very good to have a metta wall, as we do on conventions and things. There's a big gathering of order members. So again, there are sheets on the ground. So if you want to just write on that the names of people that we could bear in mind. What I'd really like would be if you could write on the big sheet and also do a small version, and there's a metta bowl just by the door out here. Put it in that as well, for reasons that I'll explain this afternoon. Okay? So we'll do a very short period of guided meditation. So we start by being really kind to ourselves, taking all the pressure off, having a sense that with our meditation seat, we've come to the place of peace. Place where we can breathe easy. Experience deeply. Our meditation seat is a place of support, place of nourishment, where we're supported by the earth. We let ourselves receive that support and relax into it. Place where we can sit in a healthy posture, one that allows us to be aware, one which allows that energy to flow freely. Our meditation seat is a place where we have the time to care for ourselves. To be with our experience. Time to listen to the feelings, the sensations. Time to turn towards whatever's happening with a kindly awareness. Time to pervade our experience of mind and body with as much loving kindness as we can. It's mind and body, including all the knots, all the tensions, all the result of all the selfing we've done, all the closing in, shutting down. Our mind and body bear the scars of all those years of clinging to a self. just because we got it all wrong. We misunderstood how things are. We bring as much kindness, care, understanding to all that as we can. As well as being aware of the knots and tensions caused by past and even some present selfing, we can also just bring in a little awareness of the potential of mind and body. May we see how things are. When we do that deeply, there'll be deep relaxation, we'll feel part of life. Our heart will dance. May that be so. And just for a few minutes, let's widen that out in whatever way feels appropriate to one person or many. With loving kindness, but loving kindness with Dharma as reference. So aware of their selfing, and aware of their potential.